you've extolled the virtues of British business. You've sort of displayed this carnal lust for profit-making.
Carnal lust?
I think that's pretty fair. I mean, you've been absolutely red in tooth and claw about making money.
Normally that's a slightly different connotation.
Yes, well, I was going to ask you about Fifty Shades of Grey in a minute.
Yeah.
John Longworth, who's the British Chamber of Commerce chief, has said that the EU referendum should be brought forward to 2016.
Well, I think that's not a bad idea, by the way. I think let's get it done, let's knock it on the head, and do it in the interests of Europe. This problem is not going away. The whole Eurozone is mired in low growth, low productivity. They have a very anti-competitive environment there. Terrible system of regulation still coming from Brussels. We have huge support in Britain for a Conservative-led campaign to reform the EU and get some change. Get a self-denying ordinance from Brussels, then put it to the British people, put the changes to the people, and I think people will vote to stay in a reformed Europe.
Which is worse for business, indecision about the EU referendum or a Labour government?
What's worse for business is unquestionably a Labour government, but I think the next worst thing is an unreformed Europe. What we don't want to see is an endless period of delay in which we don't get the changes we need in Europe. This is not just a narrow British kind of nationalistic tub-thumping point. We are campaigning for reform in Europe in the interest of everybody in the community. And we have a lot of support around the table in Brussels from people who do think that it would be a good thing if we could find ways of stimulating more growth, have more commonsensical approach to regulation, not overburden British industry, British farmers with too much nonsense, and change the way Brussels thinks and operates. And that would be profoundly in the interest not just of Europe, but of investors in Britain.